I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. It is the DNR's annual extravaganza to celebrate the two most popular activities we have in West Virginia. More on National Hunting and Fishing Days coming up in a moment.
Hello, everybody. I'm Bill Dance. Bass here are beauties, aren't they? But to catch them, you've got to put some thought into every move you make, and that includes using the right equipment, especially your life jacket. Accidents can happen fast, and if you're not wearing your life jacket, well, let's face it, you don't swim near as well as these guys do. That's why the U.S. Coast Guard recommends that you always wear your life jacket. Don't just bring a life jacket, wear it. Remember, you're in command. Boat safely.
This message brought to you by the National Safe Boating Council and the U.S. Coast Guard.
Once again, the DNR, in cooperation with the West Virginia Wildlife Federation, will stage the National Hunting and Fishing Days celebration this Saturday and Sunday at Stonewall Jackson State Park in Lewis County. Scott Warner of the DNR says it just gets bigger and bigger every year.
Since we've been working on this together over the last 10 years, we have seen this event go from a few thousand people to this year, if the weather cooperates, we're looking at over 20,000 people. And these are wildlife enthusiasts that are coming out to kind of celebrate their heritage in hunting and fishing and kind of like spark the upcoming hunting season once it gets in full swing.
And although the answer to this seems obvious, why celebrate hunting and fishing?
National Hunting and Fishing Day is actually a nationwide program. State agencies or state wildlife agencies around the nation are kind of given the charge to promote, to celebrate the hunting and heritage, hunting and fishing heritage that we have around the nation. And to kind of charge the interest or get people educated on the importance of hunting and fishing and how we use hunters and anglers to properly manage our resources and also to kind of pat ourselves on the back and say, you know, we've protected or we've conserved or we've been able to do these type of management activities because of the hunters and anglers that we have.
Now, this year, the event will feature the most vendors in its long history. More than 130 will be on hand selling their outdoor products. But unlike other hunting and fishing shows, this is something more. It is actually, in truth, a celebration.
We'll have people there all day participating in shooting events, fishing events, kids events, climbing walls, archery events, fly fishing demonstrations.
And beyond that, there are various seminars to help you educate yourself about outdoor activities.
We've got Tom Bechtel, and we brought him back for the ninth year. We'll have 400 or 500 people that will show up to his seminars, and we've got him scheduled a couple times each day that keeps on drawing the interest from the hunters. We've got our director, who's really into bird hunting. He's going to be there talking about tips on bird hunting and how to work with a dog and get a dog started in bird hunting. Deer call demonstrations, different types of turkey call demonstrations. Davey Height will be there to talk about what you need to do to become a successful bass angler.
It all starts at 9 o'clock Saturday morning and runs Saturday and Sunday at Stonewall Jackson State Park off I-79. Hope to see you there. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.